Mark Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
So tonight's a really, really big night for Dash. Everybody knows him as one of the members of Dream Team, but I guess tonight people see a different side of you at 6 o'clock on Vuzu, right?
Yeah, of course, man. This time around, they're meeting Dash, and he's not coming as a musician or an artist, but coming as a presenter and a communicator to everyone else, you know?
I know that you've been hanging out at the Vuzu Studios for a little bit now, doing a little bit of V-Prime and that kind of thing as well. And everyone speaks about what a great family that production is. Are you sort of getting a sense now of you know, the family that it's going to become over the next few years?
Yeah, well, I think when they started this training session, you know, I really thought it was about the presenting and going there and learning your on-air skills or whatever. But it's actually just getting to play with the team, work with the team, and understanding each other a little bit better, you know. That's what's been happening for the past week or so. And I know the guys by first name now. We've got nicknames. It's getting really, really fun in the background. I remember I was doing the show where Denise
was a farewell show.
And that was epic how we were all at the back and, you know, running through the memories with everyone and how emotional it got for everyone. And you can just pick up that people are more than just colleagues or whatever. They family, they friends, and they want the best for you. That's the only thing that I've picked up, the vibe. It's epic.
Let's zoom out on this guy called Mtoko out of Durban.
Yeah.
What kind of kid was he?
Hey, man, I love sharing the story because I've always been very all over the place. I took part in everything that, you know, I had a lot of friends. I was just an entertainer, man, from running around and playing every sport that I could play, you know, to sitting with kids that read and draw and, you know, do arts and design with them. Then also do things like entertainment and, you know, dancing, singing, doing shows at, you know, Sunday school and so forth. It's been like a roller coaster kind of thing as a kid. I was just all over the place.
Was it a big family? We out of a big family, small family?
No, it was actually quite a small family. Okay. Still quite small now. It's me, my mom, my sister, and we just added a little one, my niece.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's a very tight-knit family.
Now, was it your sister's birthday a couple of days ago?
Yeah,
very exciting.
27.
Yes, and I saw that on Twitter. People must have been confused. How many people thought that was like a bae or something?
Yeah, but they say we look alike, so they're always right.
Okay.
If this is your bae, it's weird because you look, you know, even with my niece, they always think it's my daughter.
Yeah.
You know, so we look alike. That's my sister, my older sister. She probably influenced me in everything that I do. She's a year older than me. Mm. So she got to experience basically everything before me. But I used to copy her growing up, you know, everything that she did from presenting. She's the one that really got into it first. And then I followed in dancing. She started, I did, you know, so she's always been like a major influence in my life.
So 6:30 when the show stops, I mean, is that one of the first people you're going to speak to in terms of how did you do? And
funny enough, she, after every show or whatever, she's not the first person that I speak to.
Okay.
But she's the first person I speak to when everything settles down. Huh. You know, I speak to everybody via social media, friends that are close, you know, and then when everything settles down, I just take my time and I speak to her and I tell her what I've gone through. It's like I've done it with all my auditions also, because we used to do presenting auditions with her.
Yeah.
That we've done. And every time, every stage that I do, you know, when everything settles down, I'd call her and I'd be like, it was cool. No, this was shaky. I could have done this better. You know, and just inform her on my experience.
I think it's cool that you're going to bring a bit of a Durban element to everything as well. I mean, we know that in the music and that it's very authentically Durban and inspired by that. And a lot of the time, criticism that a lot of TV gets is that it's very sort of Joburg based and has a huge emphasis on a Joburg culture. And so walking into that, I would imagine it's important to you to kind of reflect a little bit of a Durban sort of setup in what you're doing.
It is, man. I think even with our idea in getting to music, one thing that we notice is that we've got a lot of talent in Durban, but somehow when people get into the mainstream, they lose, you know, who they are or showcasing the Durban vibe and everything. So for us, with the music, it was like, let's always keep it Durban and let's try and create something that's very Durban, authentic to Durban. And I think even with presenting, there's this vibe that everyone does or they do that is very similar. And growing up in Durban, the slang is different, the way you act, and it's very different. So it's my way of just saying, okay, this time around, I can actually express and show what Durban people act like or what they do. Because, you know, that's the freedom that you have with V Entertainment. You're not boxed into acting a certain way. You just have to be yourself.
Tell me about what you think is the most interesting thing about Dash.
The most interesting thing about me. Oh, sorry, man. Damn, I know I can say damn on this show.
You do whatever you want, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that though, because you took a sip of the tea and you had a moment and it's like introspection. Yeah. Because that is actually quite a big question.
Yeah. The most interesting thing about me, man, is just the fact that I'm very open to educating myself or gaining as much knowledge as I can. And a lot of people wouldn't say it because half of the time I'm screaming, jumping up and down and dancing and, you know, just acting the fool. But I'm always trying to gain knowledge in everything, not even just what I do, but I just want to know what makes a person think like this, act like this, you know, and why is the world spinning this way? And why is it good? Why is it bad? You know, I'm always trying to gain more knowledge in everything. So I ask a lot of questions and I read a lot also, just like Nick is shaking his head. Like,
yeah.
I ask a lot of questions, man. And I'm always like trying to read up on things. Like even when we're chilling, you drop something, I go on Google same time and I just, you know, learn a little bit more about it. You know, I think it's interesting to have a lot more knowledge in anything, whole life, basically.
So to do this show, you're going to have a lot more knowledge. You're going to have to really intricately be aware of what Kim Kardashian is up to kind of at every
yeah,
second of the day.
Yeah, this is my chance, man, to know about the Kardashians. Finally. Yo, I've always wanted to research those people.
Yeah.
No, I was saying the funny thing is about this show is that they compile like all the information that they need and obviously the important stuff that people want to know about. But you then get to add your opinion, your flavor, your ideas, or your opinions on whatever it is that they're talking about. So you can always say, you know, you like the Kardashians or you don't like the Kardashians, or you for this track that just dropped or you're not, or you support some certain fashion show or you don't. So your views aren't what the content is, but you can add your opinion on it. So I remember I was quite skeptical at first, even with doing V Entertainment, because I was like, yo, I'm a musician and I can't go there and then like be seen like as a gossiper or whatever, you know. And then when I sat down with the team, that's what they first expressed to me. It's like, no, the content is our content.
Yeah.
You know, you don't really dictate that and whatnot, but how you present it to the people, you can say you're for it or you're not for it, and you can always alter and play with the script. You know, so I'm excited.
I liked what you were saying earlier about kind of, you know, that you just naturally as a person like to learn about many different things. As a kid, you were this entertainer and you couldn't really be boxed into one thing.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, again, I'd look at, you know, the move and the one guy out of the group going and doing something like V Entertainment and say, oh, does that mean that he's becoming the Beyonce or whatever it is?
Yeah.
And you must have seen this on social media and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But that sort of, you know, philosophy of that you just actually do enjoy doing everything, kind of it subsides that a little bit, right?
Yeah, it does. And the first thing is that, like, you know, people only know as much as you give them.
Yeah.
You know, the first time I appeared to people was on a track, so they automatically thought this guy's a musician and he's just a rapper. You know, a few years later, I graduate in graphic design. Then they know, oh, this guy is actually a designer. Mm. Oh, this is interesting. So I'm a rapping designer. Then now I'm on V Entertainment and I'm presenting. So they're like, oh, so he's like a rapping designer presenter.
Yeah.
And then next time they're going to see me acting, then they'll be like, oh, so they'll always add titles as much as you give them. That's what they know about you. So I understand it when a lot of people box you in and say you're just a musician, because that's the only thing you've shown them. And then with the Beyonce thing is that, like, funny enough, it's been there. So it's not something that me or my mates like really, you know, get into. Like, it's funny. I remember the first time it actually started was on V Entertainment when Legend was interviewing us. And then he said, like, you are the Beyonce of, and then it just stuck.
Yeah.
But, you know, people also will always jump on the nicknames, and it's cool, man. I enjoy it. It's like with memes as well. It's quite exciting to have those things. It shows that people are interested and they, you know,
it's
paying
buzz,
attention.
Yeah. So in terms of titles then, the title of boyfriend, does that fit at all in any context?
In my life right now? No, man. I'm not in a relationship.
So awkward asking people these questions, but you're being pretty cool about it, yeah?
The way you just, you know, that was still, like, speaking about titles, I didn't see it coming. I was too ready. But I'm open about that also, you know. I'm not in a relationship. I'm in a very good space right now, you know. We just got some property in Joburg to be the side, you know. So we spent a lot of time in Joburg. So we're going back and forth, working a lot on our music and also now the presenting. So I'm quite busy. Relationships, you know, if you can come in, if I find someone, man, I'm not against it. We'll do it. But at the moment, I'm just like just chilling. I'm wavy.
Yeah. What feedback have you gotten from exes before? What have they said about you?
Hey, funny enough, man, all my exes like me. I'm surprised. I'm cool with all my exes, I think. Well, in the open, they're very, you know, cool. I think all of them, they all congratulated me. I haven't had many girlfriends. So, my recent relationships, you know, my few exes have contacted me. They've been like, congratulations on everything that you're doing.
Yeah.
And we're watching you, man, keep pushing and, you know, supporting you with or without the relationship. You know?
So it's going to be really exciting for you tonight as you get mic'd up, as you put that earpiece in, as you walk into the studio at Mnet. What kind of headspace do you think you're going to be in as they give you that final sort of 10, 9, 8 countdown and the bumper goes?
It's going to be quite epic, man. Like I'm looking forward to it. It's like when you're a performer, you can never prepare for any show. You can have your sit down, know which songs you're going to perform, but you don't know how the crowd's going to respond. Mm. You don't know how many people are there, if they're going to vibe with it or not. So once you get on stage, that's when you know, you know. And that's the same thing with V Entertainment. It's a live show. I can be prepared, have my hairstyle down, my clothes, learn the scripts. But once they say, "An action," you know, that's when it really, really starts. So I'm excited now. The last show that I did was very, very fun. I did it. It was my first show. And it was the last show that I did with my boys. I had Dream Team there. Mm. The whole squad was there. And it was very, very easy for me to do that show because my boys were there. The support structure was there. So this time around, it's going to be interesting. I have a surprise for everybody also. We're launching it big tonight. So make sure that you check it out.
Fantastic. Well, listen, thank you so much for swinging by. You've got to go and there's probably a lot of prep that goes into this now. You got to rest up. You got to make sure the gear is solid. You got to do the run through. There's a lot of stuff that still has to happen.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you wrap up this interview though, Dash, with anything that you still feel needs to be said.
First and foremost, big shout out to everybody that supported the transition, even though I haven't started, but there's been a lot of love and support from it. And in terms of Dream Team, everything's still the same, man. There's no split. There's no nothing. There's no negativity. We're all together. We made this decision together. There's more music coming from Dream Team. We're actually shooting a lot of our videos now. And look out for that. We're dropping a single. That's going to be crazy. So much love from Dash, Dream Team in the building. And check out V Entertainment, man. It's going to be crazy. The whole week is going to be epic. You know, new faces, shout out to Speedster, Nomuzi, Lala, and Shane Eagle, and the people that were there before us, man, you know, big shout out to them because they make sure that people tune in to V Entertainment, and it is what it is because of them. We're not trying to replace anybody. We're not trying to, you know, take someone's shine. We're coming in now showing you new faces, new energy, new love. Dream Team in the building, Dash in the building, woo! V Ent in the building.
Power, dude. Thanks so much for hanging out.
Thank you very much. Hellman on CliffCentral.com.